Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Luther College, offering more than 60 areas of study, including the new data science and neuroscience majors, dedicated to preparing students for success in a changing world.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. 2017 is almost over, and it was a great year of new musical releases. This hour, we're going to focus on some of the best new music of 2017. Later in the hour, Bob Doerr, host of Iowa Public Radio's Blue Avenue and Backtracks, will share his favorites. But first, Mark Simmet and Tony Daner are hosts of Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks every evening at 7 p.m. They have made their list of the best new albums of the year, and we've asked them each to pick a track from each of those albums. We only have time for 10 songs this morning, but we will be publishing an expanded list on our website, iowapublicradio.org, and we've already got a playlist up on Spotify, IPR Studio One Best New Music of 2017. You can also follow the link I posted on my Twitter feed. Good morning, Mark and Tony.
Hi, Charity.
Good morning.
Thank you both for being here today.
Well, thank you.
It's our pleasure, as always.
And Mark, it is good to see you at this time of day.
Of course. No, that's the line for Bob, not for me.
Well, yeah, but you and I are, I know.
Well,
night
that's
owls.
True.
Coming off of Pledge Drive, you
so,
know.
So let me ask you guys, 2017, putting together your lists, what's your overall impression of the year?
Well, as always, Charity, as I was looking back over what we had acquired just here at Studio One. There's a lot of great music, as always, and you said that in your introduction. A lot of great tracks on, you could pick a lot of albums where there's like two or three or even four really excellent songs. But as always, it comes down to, well, which of these releases had, is a total album experience, if you will. So that's what occurred to me.
Tony?
Yeah, I would agree with that. And also, I think I used this line two or three years ago, but for me, it kind of came down to, what am I really excited to play tonight? Like, when I'm putting together my playlist, I'm like, okay, where am I going to put this song? Because this is the song I'm really hyped for everybody to hear. And, you know, I just kind of went from there.
All right. Well, we are going to let Mark start. And as I mentioned, you each picked five albums. You each picked a song from each of those albums. But these are your favorite albums of the year, not necessarily your favorite songs of the year. And Mark, I'm going to let you go first. What's your first pick today?
All right. Well, number one on my list was The Shins. And many listeners may recall they were at 8035 this past summer with a great set, one of the headlining bands. And they had an album in 2017 called Heartworms, which led me immediately to think of earworms. Not a very pleasant image, I suppose.
Well, heartworms are even less pleasant.
So. Both of those are unpleasant, yes.
But it's a pretty pleasant album, huh?
Yeah. So, that's what makes it edgy, I guess, when you call your album Heartworms. But earworms is a term that kind of indicates a lot of hooks, a lot of really interesting musical passages going on in the music. And that's certainly the case with The Shins. Every single song, it's just a great listen. And I really like this album, and it ended up being my number one. And we have a track here lined up for you called Name For You.
Little bit of Name For You by The Shins off the album Heartworms. Now that we gave you a lot of great imagery to go with that, obviously some really catchy tunes there too. All right, what's next? Tony, you get your first pick.
Yes, my number one is from the band The War on Drugs, and they had my favorite album of 2014 as well. This album's more of the same, and I absolutely mean that as a good thing. It's called A Deeper Understanding. This is the band's fourth album. The War on Drugs is mainly the project of this guy, Adam Granduciel, who's the lead singer, also the lead guitarist and primary songwriter for the band. Has a lot of kind of obvious classic rock influences that he absolutely wears on his sleeve. I think he kind of sounds like Don Henley as a singer. And this album is full of huge melodies, really heartfelt lyrics, and lots of electric guitars all over the place. It's very quiet at times and very explosive at others. And a lot of the songs on this album are pretty long, into 6 and 7 minutes, and there's one song that is almost 12 minutes long, but these songs never wear out their welcome. You never look up and you're like, holy cow, when is this song going to end? You know, it just stays with you, and you're just fully engaged throughout every song on here. And that includes this first one. This is almost a 6 minute long song, the first single from the War on Drugs new album. It's called Holding On.
That's Holding On by The War on Drugs off their album A Deeper Understanding. We don't have time for all 6 minutes of the song, but I certainly heard all the influences you were talking about there, Tony, although a little electronica, too.
Yeah, for sure. There's a little bit of everything on there, and there is a great music video for that song, but have a box of tissues handy.
All right. Mark, you're up next. What's your second pick today?
My second pick is a band called The New Pornographers, and, you know, to us that's just a name, but I know a lot of people that they think, what? Pornographers? It's actually a literary reference, and I was quickly trying to Google it to tell you who the author was, but anyway, there's apparently a book written called The New Pornographers that they are referencing. Canadian band, been around for like 20 years, started out in Vancouver. A lot of great players and writers in the band that have their own projects as well. And they came out with a new album called Whiteout Conditions. And as usual, just really stellar songwriting and production and songs and more great hooks, like in this song called High Ticket Attraction.
The New Pornographers. The album is Whiteout Conditions, High Ticket Attractions. And Mark, it's pretty impressive after 20 years to still be making your top album list.
They have not yet jumped the shark.
All right. And Tony, we're back to you. Your second pick.
Okay. My second pick is from two singer-songwriters who put out an album together this year, Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile. They met a few years ago when Courtney was opening for Kurt on tour. They bumped into each other again over the years and started sending each other song ideas. And the result is this album that, again, contributes to just this lovely imagery we've got going this morning. The album is called Lotta Sea Lice. And this was an album that was highly anticipated by the online music community, but with some trepidation. It was kind of like, that sounds awesome, but also possibly too good to be true, and also maybe kind of weird. And then the first song came out, and it was immediately, for me at least, it was like, I compare it to Thanksgiving dinner. You know, it immediately puts you at ease, and it's just such a joy to listen to. And it's hard to believe that they've only known each other for a few years, because it sounds like they've known each other for decades and are just so comfortable with each other and have just put out just such a lovely album. And this song is called Over Everything.
That was a little bit of Over Everything by Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile off the album Lotta Sea Lice. So, Mark, it was everything you wanted, or Tony, that was yours, everything you wanted it to be and more?
Yes, it was, for sure.
All right, nice when something comes to fruition like that. We're going to be back with some more picks from Mark Simmet and Tony Daner in just a few minutes. Their best new albums of 2017. Then coming up a little bit later in the hour, Bob Dorr will be here to bring us his best blues of 2017 picks. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.
Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Luther College, offering more than 60 areas of study, including the new data science and neuroscience majors, dedicated to preparing students for success in a changing world.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're listening back to some of the best new music of 2017. Coming up in just a few minutes, Bob Dorr will be here with his picks for best blues and roots releases of 2017. With me right now, Mark Simmet and Tony Daner, hosts of Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks, every evening at 7 p.m. They've made their lists of the best new albums of the year. And of course, we will be publishing these lists on our website at iowapublicradio.org. We've also got a playlist up on Spotify, so you can listen to the whole songs. That's the IPR Studio One Best New Music of 2017 playlist. You can also find the link on my Twitter feed at Charity Nebbe. And it is your turn, Mark, your third pick.
Okay, this time we have a band called LCD Sound System and their 2017 release, American Dream. And when they say American Dream, they're talking about a dream that you might want to wake up from. So that kind of gives you a indication of where it's all coming from. In fact, waking up is a recurring theme throughout the album. James Murphy and LCD Sound System took a break of a few years, went on hiatus, actually said that was it for them. And then after a few years, they came back again, which happens in the music business. But a fine album and has a lot to say. And the first thing I thought of after listening to it was this is a thinking person's dance music because of the lyrics, and the music will definitely make you want to dance. Here's Tonight. Tonight.
everybody sing the same song. It goes tonight. I never realized these artists thought so much about dying. But truth be told, we all have the same end. Could make you cry,
cry, cry, cry, cry.
But I'm telling you, this is the best news you're getting all week.
All right, that's a little bit of Tonight by LCD Sound System off the album American Dream. Mark, it's hard to dance and focus on the lyrics. I think you've got to at least listen to the lyrics at least once before you start moving.
Yeah, and actually I want to mention, someone sent me an email and they said, LCD Sound System, why are you playing that disco music? And which just, again, indicates to me that to a certain generation, you might think of disco as being a bad thing, but to a lot of people, sure, I can dance to it. What's wrong with that?
All right, Tony, your number three pick.
Okay, my number three pick is Mass Seduction from the artist Saint Vincent. Saint Vincent is the musical alias of a singer-songwriter named Annie Clark, who gets compared to David Bowie a fair amount, I think because Saint Vincent sometimes comes across as kind of an alter ego of Annie Clark, kind of the same way that Ziggy Stardust might be considered a alter ego of David Bowie. And I can kind of see Mark looking at me through the glass. I'm not sure if he agrees with me or if he's kind of like, what are you talking about?
Maybe for one 20th of Bowie's career.
Sure,
perhaps.
Yeah, okay. In fact, Saint Vincent, when she was about to release this album, kind of put out a statement talking about her 2014 album, which was brilliant, but she referred to it as her near future cult leader album, which in retrospect is such a perfect explanation of that album. This album kind of sounds more like this is what Annie Clark is actually like as a person. And she kind of said this is as close as you're going to get to hearing the real me kind of in song form. And this song is kind of a I think it's she has a song called New York elsewhere on the album, but this song is about Los Angeles, except it's called Los Ageless.
Ageless by Saint Vincent off their album Mass Education. Mark, you're up next with your fourth pick.
Yeah, actually, I did want to mention Saint Vincent would have been on my list as well, but we wanted to cover as many bands as we could. So I like that one, too. And actually, that Bowie reference is pretty good because Bowie did use a lot of different masks in his different personalities in his career. And Saint Vincent certainly coming from that school, as is my next pick, Wolf Parade. A band that released their new album in 2017, again after a hiatus of a few years. They have members in different projects as well. The album's called Cry, 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 and I immediately thought about Bowie when listening to it, just more of a feeling than an actual fact, and certain references they make. Bowie died in early 2016, probably about the time that they were writing the album, and so on. So here is Wolf Parade with Valley Boy.
The radio's been playing
Wolf Parade off their album Cry, Cry, Cry. And I know you each have one pick left. We're going to have to be brief because Bob Dorr needs his time as well. So, Tony, or let's see, whose turn is it? It's Tony's turn, right?
Yes.
You have two albums left. Tony, what's number four for you?
Okay, my next pick is from right here in Iowa. It's the Des Moines duo Gloom Balloon. This is Patrick Tape Fleming and Chris Ford. And they are frequent musical collaborators. Chris Ford, probably better known as Christopher the Conquered, and Patrick produced the last Christopher the Conquered album. This new Gloom Balloon album is called Drying the Eyes of the Goddess of Gloom Underneath the Stars and Moon. And I think of this as kind of the world's most ambitious coffeehouse album ever. It's it could work really well as just Patrick playing these songs on his acoustic guitar, but there are string arrangements, there's electronic elements in here again, guitar solos, all kinds of things happening on this album. And there are a lot of very contemplative moments here on this album, but also a lot of the tongue-in-cheekness that Gloom Balloon is well known for, including on this song. It's Saddest Story Ever from Gloom Balloon.
Getting old, my hair's turning gray, the future looks shorter and shorter each and every day, and then I see you and it all becomes clear.
A little bit of Saddest Story Ever by Gloom Balloon off the album Dying the Eyes of the Goddess of Gloom Underneath the Stars and Moon. And you both have one pick left, and we don't have time to play them, but I'll have you each tell me just a little bit about them before we move on to Bob Dorr. And you both went with old favorites for your final picks of the day. Mark?
Yes. Ani DiFranco. I guess I could say I've always respected what she's done. Her new album is called Binary, came out this year. Activist, great songwriter, vocalist, musician, and owns her own and runs her own label, Righteous Babe, and she has since the very beginning. Just a very impressive album. And the phrase I came up with was what she does. It's spiritual humanism. And I don't know if I invented that term or not, but I think it fits.
All right, so that is Ani DiFranco. The album is Binary. You chose the title track, Binary, which we don't have time to play today. But, Tony, what's your final pick of the day?
My final pick is Hot Thoughts from the band Spoon. And this is kind of another New Pornographer situation. I actually don't have much to say about this album because it's yet another great album by one of the best bands in the world. Of course, they made a great record. I highly suggest checking out the title track, if nothing else. It'll be on Spoon's Greatest Hits someday. Definitely Hot Thoughts by Spoon. Great album.
All right. Hot Thoughts by Spoon. Again, you picked the title track, which we're not going to listen to. And all of these songs are included in our Spotify playlist. So you can go to Spotify and look for IPR Studio One Best New Music of 2017. You'll also get to see these lists in full on our web post, which will be up in just a couple of hours. You can see Tony's picks, Mark's picks. We've also had a few other people here at Iowa Public Radio make some picks for us. Clay Masters, the host of Morning Edition. Lindsay Moon, who's a producer on our talk shows, and Troy Vogel. You hear him during the pledge drives, and he actually curates a lot of the music for our pledge drives. So they've all made some of their picks as well, and that post will be up shortly. Mark Simmet and Tony Daner, thank you both so much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks, Charity.
Mark Simmet and Tony Daner, hosts of Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks. And now it's time for the blues. Bob Dorr is here with me. Of course, he is the host of Blue Avenue on Sundays at 5 p.m. Backtrack, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Beatles Medley, Sundays at 6:30 p.m. He's also the leader of the Blue Band for at least a few more weeks. The Last Goodbye Tour culminates with shows January 12th and 13th at the Riverside Casino. And he got up super early this morning for us. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Charity.
Thank you.
You know, last year at this time, I said, I am not going to do a morning interview ever again until somebody with an Emmy invites me to their show. We are so proud of you, Charity.
Oh,
way to go.
Bob.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. All right. So this was a big, big year for you. You had
huge.
A really hard time making this list, didn't you?
Well, I spent almost the entire day paring down my list to 19. I submitted it to the Talk of Iowa producers, and they said, that's nice, Bob. You get 8.
That seems fair.
And I think between you and I, we could get it down to 4.
All right.
We have to.
Well, we've got time for more than 4, but why don't you start us off? And I know it's hard to put your picks in order as well, but what do we want to start with today?
I thought we'd start out with the acoustic side since it's early in the morning
All
for
right.
me. And I had 3, one of which was Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio. Elvin, kind of humorous songwriting, his piano player in his regular band. And fun kind of thing. Also wanted to mention Catfish Keith. That is my Iowa Blues CD of the year. Catfish regularly travels around the world. I think he's probably more famous in Western Europe than he is on the west side of Iowa City where he lives.
Well, and he made Karen Impala's list as well. So we got to hear a little bit of Catfish Keith in our folk music show.
Yeah,
so.
Nice. Well, he deserves all the accolades that he's getting these days. My acoustic CD of the year is kind of almost a jug band kind of feeling from Harrison Kennedy, who is a blues banjo player. He's also the harmonica player. On his disc, Who You Tellin', I think we got the title selection.
A little bit of Who You Tellin', Harrison Kennedy. That's great.
Nice
and,
stuff.
Yeah, very nice. What's next?
I think we're moving on to the rock blues thing. I kind of did this like the Blues Foundation. They have their Blues Music Awards, and there's 26 categories or something. They break it down to rock blues or acoustic blues and things like that. So 6 of the 19 on my list were artists totally new to me. I'm kind of embarrassed that I didn't know some of these guys.
But that also tells us something about what's going on in blues right now, doesn't it? I mean, that sounds like a lot is happening.
Indeed. And all kinds of variations as well. The rock blues, we were just talking about people that I don't know, but I've known Kim Simmons and Savoy Brown since 1967 when they started. Kim Simmons is back. He makes really, really great blues records, of which his latest, Witchy Woman, is one. Also, one of the characters that I did not know, Casey James, really, really strong rock blues thing, but my rock blues album of the year. And I think we have what I consider to be song of the year also set up. It's by Tommy Castro, who does a number of vocal duets on this CD, Stomping Ground, Danielle Nicole, David Hidalgo of the Los Lobos Band. Charlie Musselwhite is on this message song that I think is probably song of the year for me, too, called Live Every Day. Nice line, live every day like it's the last one of your life, because one of these days you're going to be right.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Tell somebody that you love them. Sell what you don't need. Call up an old friend now. Do a good deed. Fix that old car, man, that you...
Some excellent advice from Tommy Castro. The song is Live Every Day. That is Bob Doerr's Song of the Year. And we'll be back in a moment with more of his picks for Best Tracks of 2017. This is Talk of Iowa.